on 98FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, as we speak here in Brentwood, the sun is out, so that's really good. We're looking at an afternoon of sunshine and potentially light rain showers. A high today of 13. Tonight, though, it's going to be really cold and it's going to go down to just 2 degrees. Tomorrow, well, we're looking at a high of 11. What have we got for that? Sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. We've got just 2 degrees tomorrow night as well. Sunday, early morning and late evening sunny intervals. Moderate breeze around a high of 12 and a low of just 2. And then when we come to Monday, well, again, sunny intervals and light showers. It's going to be a high of 11 and a low of 2. And it's just going to be fairly similar throughout the coming week.
Patrick Sherry. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98 FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome along to the show. Good to have you with us here this afternoon. Yes, we've got a few, it's just we're managing, we'll be able to get on with everything, and it's great to have you there. So my name's Patrick, and this is the show that we call 123 Friday, 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. Thanks as ever to Michelle for the last couple of hours. Great broadcasting as ever. And also great cleaning here as well. She was talking on air about the fact that she's been cleaning everything with something that's leaving a rather nice smell. So it's good to welcome my guest here, Darren, today in the studio that smells much nicer than it does sometimes. Darren, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Patrick.
It's great to have you with us here today, Darren. What are you going to be chatting to us about?
I'm hoping to speak a bit about South Essex and about its culture, its community and its countryside. And particularly thinking about Shenfield.
Wonderful. And why is that?
Because I am the rector of Shenfield, of St Mary's Church in Hall Lane. And we moved to Shenfield just before Christmas. So a newcomer to these parts, but very pleased to be here.
Brilliant. Lovely. Thank you to have us with you today, Darren. About 1:45, we'll have the birthdays competition as ever. We're going to look at the vintage chart at about 2:30, going back to this week in 2005. So that's our show for us today. Do keep it Phoenix for the next couple of hours, won't you?
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
And starting us off this afternoon, this is Rick Astley, Every One of Us, comes from the 2019 album Best of Me, which was a UK number 4.
Breaks my heart to see you this way. It hurts my soul in all kinds of ways. There's a crack in the universe, 'cause things ain't right. But it all ends tonight. Yeah, it all ends tonight. There's a fire and it burns so bright. Every one of us, every one of us, there's a flame. It's our guiding light. Every one of us, every one of us, every one of us. Search your heart, you find the truth. Search your soul, it's all in you. Or you can search the universe for the rest of your life, but all you'll find, yeah, all you'll find, there's a fire.
much to ask, too much to give, too much to change the way we live, too much to lose, too much to change the way we are with you.
From the album, as I say, Best of Me, which came out in 2019. Stevie Wonder, this is a great track from 1980. It was an American number one in five more countries as well. Number two in the UK, came from the album Hotter Than July, which was a UK number two and a USA number three. Global sales, not surprisingly, of over 3 million. This is Master Blaster. Stevie Wonder and Master Blaster. I shall be chatting along here with Darren very soon.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Tune in to Saturday Breakfast with me, Antonia Jones. I've got the start of your weekend covered with 2 hours of music, artist interviews, music news, behind-the-scenes stories, and so much more to keep you in the know. Join me between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings and start your weekend right here on Phoenix.
Indeed, that's a great way to start your Saturday morning with Antonia. And of course, you can check out all of our programs in the Brentwood Gazette, where there's always the entire schedule there and also a feature item about the station and all that's going on here. So at just on 15 minutes after 1 o'clock, I'm delighted to say that I have Darren here with me in the studio. Good afternoon again, Darren.
Good afternoon, Patrick.
Great to have you here, Darren, today. So you are the new rector of Shenfield. When did all this begin?
It all began early last summer. The post was advertised within the church calendar, and I applied, and then there were a shortlisting process and interviews, and I was appointed at the end of August. But then I needed to draw my previous ministry to a close, so we actually moved house just before December. And I started formally on the 21st of January.
Wonderful. So the previous ministry, where was that, Darren?
So not very far away from here, in Grays Thurrock.
Okay. Bit of a contrast between Grays Thurrock and Shenfield?
Yes, I remain very fond of Grays and Thurrock. And in fact, this evening I'm going to the civic dinner at the Civic Hall.
Very nice.
Grays. Yeah, very good. I think in every parish there is a mix of areas, and that was true for the parish of Grays Thurrock as
sure,
well.
Sure. But you got involved in all kinds of interesting things in Grays.
I was there a long time, nearly 18 years, and so over those years I was a chaplain to Grays Athletic Football Club when it was quite a decent football club in the playoffs for a couple of seasons. And, the British Legion, the local scout district, all sorts of different things, really, inevitably over those many years, and including very involved with Thurrock Council as well. And that's why I'm going to the civic dinner this evening.
Great, good. You were telling me off air a little bit about what have we got here? The Grays Park Pavilion. About all of that, Dan.
Yeah, Grays, like many areas, has got sort of areas where there's been a lack of investment over recent years, and in Grays Town Park, which is a beautiful but quite small Victorian park, so with very large trees, but suffering a bit really of under maintenance, a former grand pavilion in the park had been closed up for many years, I think all the years that we'd lived in Grays, and so a very large metal shutter firmly down across the front of the pavilion, and what had previously been windows long bricked up. And a fantastic community champion, and that's really why I wanted to speak a bit about community. Somebody caught a vision, really, to see that this had the potential to be reborn. And so through a lot of hard work, a woman called Tina Holland managed to get together finance and support, and that derelict pavilion is now a thriving community cafe, open every day of the week.
Wonderful. And have you been engaged practically in the cafe?
Yeah, well, early on, it was all volunteer-led, and so there's one thing getting a building ready to open, but who's actually going to make it operate? So I answered a call for volunteers to train to be a barista.
Wow.
Yeah, so there was more involved than I realised, and so I did go through a thorough barista training, and in the early part of the cafe being open, the front of the pavilion was completely open to the elements, and so it was jolly cold. So standing there with my official apron, but apron over my coat because it was so cold.
Right.
Standing in there.
Okay, well, that's great, and it's great to hear that of somewhere that was obviously well, not only not being used, but an eyesore and gave a dreadful message to everybody who walked past it, to see it now, and it's thriving now, is it?
Definitely, yeah, and because it's volunteer-led, the very reasonable prices that are charged, the surplus income over expenditure, that's enabled further development to happen. So the open front of the pavilion has now got glazing and doors, and there's also a very nice canopy that unwinds over the front. So yeah, a really excellent example where if the community gets itself together and behind something, what great things can happen.
Well, that's really encouraging, Darren. That sounds really, really good. And so you said South Essex culture and countryside. So
yeah, I've spent the last 26 years meandering around South Essex.
Okay.
When I was ordained in 98, I served my curacy in Rayleigh. So we lived there for just over 3 years. And then to Billericay. And we were in Billericay and Little Birstead for just over 5 years. And then in 2006 to Grays. And then, as I said, around Christmas, the move to Shenfield. So, yeah, my culture is very much really South Essex, so I identify with that, and probably my voice reflects that.
Okay, well, were you an Essex boy, Darren?
Well, it depends how you define Essex. Okay. Yeah.
Well, tell me how you define Essex.
I grew up in Chapel Heath.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Chapel Heath postally would be Essex, but the bit I grew up in was in the London Borough of Redbridge.
Sure, and it's one of those areas whereby I guess is it urban really down there?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. So, in a sense, really, you've got to get out to the edges of those outer London boroughs to get into the countryside, so the edges of Redbridge and Havering, but really the towns are proper towns.
Well, I think we can say you're a proper son of Essex, really, can't we, Darren?
I probably am, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant, good. Okay, thank you very much for that. Good, so we'll go to the first of the three tracks that you've chosen for us today. This is Deacon Blue. And what do we got here? Dignity, originally released in 1987 when it was a UK number 31. It was reissued in 1994 when it was a number 20. So why have we got this track?
I could have chosen many similar tracks, really, from that sort of era. So sort of late 80s, early 90s. Lots of individual artists and groups I have got many CDs of, so I'm not really into digital music. I much prefer to have a CD, well, but that probably ages me.
Well,
really.
Darren, I think it's the physicality of being able to hold your music in your hand, isn't it?
Yeah, I like the idea that I've actually got the CD. I have been a recent convert to online music, and
okay.
I'm finding that really good, and certainly what you can do in terms of playlists,
sure.
Not only my own but others that the software generates itself.
Absolutely. So this particular track, just why?
Yeah, I mean, as I say, there was a lot of various tracks I could have chosen, but this is one. I think it's still very often played on the radio. It's a familiar track. And my wife and I went to see Deacon Blue not that long ago at the Cliffs Pavilion. So they were in Essex. And, yeah, it was a great concert. And they are still very much touring and performing and releasing new music as well.
up our street. He's a worker for the council, has been 20 years, and he takes no lip of nobody and litter off the gutter. Puts it in the bag and never thinks to mutter. And he packs his lunch in the Sunday's bag. The children call him Boogie. He never lets on, but I know, cause he once told me. He let me know a secret about the money in his kitty. He's gonna buy a dinghy, gonna call her Dignity. And I'll sail around the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got her, I'll say, I saved my money. I say, isn't she pretty? That she called Dignity. And I'm telling this story in a faraway sea, sipping down raki and reading Maynard Keynes. And I'm thinking about home and all that that means, and a place in the winter for Dignity. And I'll sail up the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got a house. I'll say, I saved my money. Say, isn't she pretty? That ship called Dignity.
Deacon Blue and Dignity. Before we have the travel, Darren, you've got two people you've just contacted you to say they're listening and where they are.
Yeah, two of my daughters are listening. One in Brighton. Hello, Caris. And one in Lambeth Palace, of all places. That's Grace. Right. And I think my daughter, who's a nurse, is also listening. That's Sophie.
Wow, wonderful. I have to say, Darren, you know, it may well be the first time we've had anybody listening in Lambeth Palace. Unless Justin Welby, of course, is a regular and doesn't tell us.
Yeah, I suspect he is.
I suspect he is as well, really. Okay, let's have the travel update.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So I'll have a look at what's happening here locally in our area. It's a bit busy around the centre of Billericay, as you'd expect at Friday lunchtime, of course. Bit of traffic down to round by Shenfield Station. Very busy, I'm afraid, along the Ongar Road, coming up to Wilson's Corner. And then that's quite busy in all the directions, in fact, around Wilson's Corner. Not too bad at all around the Brook Street roundabout. All seems to be easy down there with that. If we go down to the motorway and just have a look where things are, car. It's very busy on the M11 coming down towards the junction there, and also approaching that from the London direction as well. But no problems on the M25 on that piece as well. Similarly, if we go down towards the bridge and the tunnel, it's quite busy when you get there, actually, on both sides. But approaching, no real issues as well. No problems well on the 130 there either. If we go up to the A12 and look at all of that, obviously there's a little bit of roadworks happening around the Ingatestone Margaretting area, but there's no real problems with that. Nothing really until you get right up to beyond Boreham and up towards Hatfield Peveril, where it's very busy up there indeed. Centre of Chelmsford, well, of course, that's busy around the Army and Navy, and of course, that's generally building up with Chelmsford. We'll have another travel update in an hour's time, and if anything major comes in, of course, I will let you know all about it. So 1:28 here on a Friday lunchtime on Phoenix FM, and I'm chatting here with Darren from Shenfield, now the director in Shenfield. But Darren, you and I go back quite a long way, don't we?
We do. We were saying, weren't we, that I'm probably the person out of your many guests that's known you the longest.
We were saying that, and then I thought of somebody else who I'd actually add in, but almost, Darren, yeah. Indeed. So, you went from Chadwell Heath to Ridley Hall. So a little bit of how that worked would be quite interesting.
Okay. Although it may not seem the case, the Church of England does carefully select...
Yes.
Ordination.
It does.
And it takes many, many years and many conversations. And once, certainly back in the 90s, once the process was completed, most people then trained residentially. And so my wife and I moved to Cambridge, and I began training as an ordinand at Ridley Hall, and met a very wise student who was the year above me, the great Patrick Sherrin. And so from the mid-90s we've known each other.
Yes, well, from the mid-90s, yeah. I don't know about you, it seems to me like a very long time ago.
But we haven't changed a bit, have we?
No, we both look exactly the same, Darren. There's no doubt about that. You know, anybody would recognise us, you know. And I have to say, when we do the... competition later on, which of course anybody can join in with by just emailing radio@phoenixfm.com. Chris, who comes down as Chris from Guildford, he was there as well.
He was, yeah. Another friend of ours.
Absolutely, another friend of you. So have you got any particular memory that comes to your mind of times at Cambridge? And do you think it was a good formative experience?
Yes, I think it was a formative experience. I think today many of the new clergy for the Church of England are trained through part-time learning on a course. So the experience of training residentially and full-time is now in the minority. But I think certainly for me, it did mean that I had to step away from everything I'd done before and immerse myself into something new. And that's scary, but actually it was a good experience. And I've got many fond memories. Cambridge is a lovely place to live. And when we went to Ridley, they didn't very much like the idea of having babies around.
Oh, because, no, that's right. You had...
So yeah, because Sarah was expecting her first child. We were housed off campus, and I had to cycle into the college, and so it was those years were the years I've done more cycling than ever since.
Yeah, that all comes back to me now, Darren. I'd forgotten all of that, but yes, indeed, seeing you do that. Yeah. So again, if we may ask, then if you say you had to leave everything behind in order to do that, what did you leave behind?
Okay, I worked for a national training organisation. Consulting in areas of leadership and teamwork and communication skills. And it was a really interesting job. I worked with many different client groups, different companies, different charities, different trade unions, and that involved always being with people and always hearing something of their story and trying to help them find solutions. So it was a job I liked doing, and so it was with some reluctance that I finally resigned. But in the end, after exploring whether part-time training might have been the way forward, it wasn't, and therefore it was a case of having to resign, which meant, of course, my salary stopping, my company car going away, and I had a provided laptop in the days when that was very rare. So all those things were taken away, and there I was in Cambridge on some dodgy old bike trying to cycle around that grand city.
So did some people that you knew think you were crazy for making such a choice?
I guess a mix. Some people thought it was exactly right, and some members of my family had been very supportive. Some people, I think, thought it was a bit irresponsible, because my wife was expecting our first child, and to step away from a decent job to go and train and be a student, and then at the end of it to be a vicar, it just seemed a very irresponsible thing. And in fact, my dad was one of the people that thought that it was terribly irresponsible and mad, absolutely mad.
Right. Did he come round?
He did, yeah. I mean, I think once he could see it was all happening, he switched to being probably my most greatest supporter and encourager, really.
Right. Yeah. But it's always very interesting, I think, to hear, how people have done their journey and got to where they are now, and where they've had to do major things. And I tend to ask everybody who's a clergy who comes in and has a chat just the very same thing about what did you have to leave behind, and how did everybody feel about it?
Yeah, and in a sense, it was difficult to question my dad's logic, in the sense that actually it was a completely ridiculous thing to be doing from the world's point of view. So, in a sense, he was right in many ways, but actually it was also right that I did this. And a long time ago, and I'm still friends with quite a few of the people I worked with all those years ago, and actually not long ago went to a funeral of a former colleague
from the previous job.
So I didn't take the funeral. I sat in the congregation.
Great, good. Okay, the next track that you've chosen for us is John Rutter, A Clear Benediction. So why have you got that?
John Rutter is a very well-known Christian composer, and has written many different choral pieces which are sung widely by both church and secular choirs. There is an enormous library of material by John Rutter. He is very much associated with Cambridge. The Cambridge singers are usually the recording group of voices that sing his pieces. And this is a beautiful piece, and certainly when I hear it reminds me of Cambridge and lots of happy memories, not least a young Patrick Sherrin as well.
Was there ever such a thing?
Oh.
Rutter and a clear benediction chosen for us by my guest here, Darren, who is now the rector of Shenfield. But as you talked about, Darren, the involvement with Grays and then generally with South Essex. And so in terms of like South Essex's culture and countryside, etc., what sort of observations would you make about that?
I think South Essex is very different to North Essex, and that's usually instantly recognisable in somebody's accent. When I was in Thurrock, it was often referred to as Estuary Essex.
Indeed, yeah. It is.
And whether Estuary Essex reaches as far north as Brentwood, I don't know. That's for others to decide. But, we had a BT engineer at the rectory this week and had that North Essex sort of country accent, which is so different to South Essex that I'm used to. I think South Essex, in terms of culture, there's a sense of working hard and people striving to make the best of things and wanting to try and improve. That's, I think, a trait across our wider culture. Certainly in parts of Thurrock, and it's true, the closer we move in towards London, our culture and community is evolving and changing. And one of the great joys of being the rector of Grays was a really significant multicultural global church congregation. So people literally from all around the globe, part of the Anglican family in Grays. I think South Essex is a welcoming place. It's been a community over the centuries that has welcomed newcomers, and that's still very much the case today. There's a sense, I think, that we need to work harder at not losing a sense of community as people find perhaps the cost of living impacting on their lives and just things tough going. That actually we as human beings need to identify with others and be in community, and that's so important. And I think in Rayleigh, in Billericay, in Grays, and I'm sure in both Brentwood and in Shenfield, that sense of us sharing as community, taking a sense of involvement, active involvement and interest in what's going on, and seeing rather than to challenge and criticise, but to offer to help and to build up, I think that's incumbent on all of us.
Yeah, rather than standing on the sidelines and criticising, actually just get involved and get engaged.
Yeah, if something's not right, rather than criticise others, think what you can do to put it right.
Brilliant. That sounds very good. And I think you're quite right. I think we live in quite an aspirational area around here. Last track that we've chosen for us, Darren, Sovereign Light Cafe by Keen. So why have you chose this for us?
Okay, I like Keane's music. We've got a couple of their albums. This particular track, we have a particular association with. The members of Keane come from Battle and Bexhill on Sea in East Sussex. That may be places that are completely unknown to some. But we have had for about the last 20 years a property in Bexhill, and so we know Bexhill particularly and Battle a little bit reasonably well. And one Friday evening when we were there, probably in 2012, because that's when this track was released, we, along the seafront, came across quite a peculiar going on. There were people riding penny farthing bikes along the seafront, women with hula hoops and lightly clad clothing and marching band and all sorts of other things, and if you want to have a look at the video to this song, you'll see all those there. And we unexpectedly arrived at the filming of the video. Now, I don't think we're actually in it, but we saw it being filmed. So for me, this track has a very real and definite memory. And the Sovereign Light Cafe is a real cafe and still very much exists along the seafront. So this is a real song. Some of the lyrics in the song are not accurate. There isn't a pier at Bexhill, so it's not all fact. Okay. But it's a good song. So yeah, listen to the words.
Cheers. Well, fancy being there when they were making the video.
Yeah.
I'm going back to a time when we owned this town. I'm back. Talk about things we were gonna do. You were
And Sovereign Light Cafe will be having the birthdays competition fairly soon.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So tomorrow evening, Saturday the 20th, there's Opera for All happening at the Towngate Theatre, St Martin's Square in Basildon. A very special concert featuring Roderick Williams and Friends, plus the Thames Opera Company Chorus, hosted by Ian Skelly. It's at 7pm start. Tickets are £19 and concessions are available. We have got a phone number which you can find on our events guide. It's 01268 205 300, 01268 205 300, and there's more information to be found by going to the Towngate Theatre website. So that's Opera for All on Saturday the 20th at 7:30 in Basildon.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit. Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239, or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk, or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
I'm John Sharma, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
For all the information about all the local sports teams, as well as your national and international sports news, that's on Saturday afternoon here with John on Phoenix FM. So we're going to be doing this.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 1, 2, 3 with Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
So we have three artists who've had birthdays in recent times. We'll give you a clue about each one. We'll play a track. And if you want to play along, I'd be delighted to have anybody who's new to us as well today and listening for the first time or unusually to be listening to join in as well. It's just email radio@phoenixfm.com. So we start off with David Lubega Balesmi, who's better known as Louis Bega, a German singer. His 1999 song Mambo No. 5, a remake of Perez Prado's 1949 instrumental piece, reached number one in many European countries and was nominated for a Grammy Award. Bega added words and the song and sampled the original version extensively. His musical signature sound consists of combining musical elements from the 40s and the 50s with modern beats and grooves. Mambo No. 5 was his first release. We're going to hear that now, as we just heard, number one in the UK, but also in 19 other countries, including in France, for a staggering record 20 weeks. It made number three in the States. It was the best-selling single in the year in eight countries and has had 517 million views on YouTube. So how old do you reckon Lou Bega is? Radio@phoenixfm.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo No. 5. Store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo No. 5.
So that's the first of our artists here today, Lou Bega, and asking you how old you think he is, radio at phoenixfm.com. Good afternoon to Chris and Bob in Harlow and Chris in Guildford, who already have sent me answers along with that. If you'd like to play along as well, it's just radio at phoenixfm.com, and I would love to hear from you. So second of our artists that we've got here today, Albert Larez Green, known as Al Green, an American singer, songwriter, pastor and record producer, best known for recording a series of soul hit singles in the early 1970s, including Tired of Being Alone, I'm Still in Love with You, and his signature song, Let's Stay Together. Green was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995, referred to on the museum site as being one of the most gifted purveyors of soul music. He's also been referred to as the last of the great soul singers. Green is the winner of 11 Grammy Awards, including a Grammy Lifetime Achievement, and he was included in the Rolling Stone list of the 100 greatest artists of all time at number 65, as well as in the list of the 200 greatest singers of all time, right up there at number 10. So we're going to hear Let's Stay Together. It was a USA number 1 and a UK number 7 in 1971, and in the 2004 Rolling Stone list of 500 greatest songs of all time, it was up there at number 60. So if you think you know how old Al Green is, you can just email me, radio at phoenixfm.com.
Came to see.